Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He indeed is Lord. And He's above it all, and in Him we live and we move and we have our being. And we continue on in such a time as this, according to God's plan and purpose, for His will, His desire. We've already mentioned that time is a construct that at this stage really doesn't seem to mean much. You know, you're here. Your consciousness is here. Your existence is here. Therefore, set your mind on things above. You know, set your heart on things above. Store up your treasure in heaven. Set your mind on things above. Keep your focus on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Ride the wave. Continue on in what God has for you to do. Focus on Christ and let things be what they are. And then when God has you to engage, pray and engage where God has you to do something. You know, I think one of the problems that we have sometimes is that we get involved in the programs and the agendas of institutions rather than the plan and the direction of the Holy Spirit of the living God. You know, that's very easy to do because there's a lot of things that are good works that are out there that need to be done, that seemingly should be done, but where you want to engage is where the Spirit of God is leading you and guiding you. And this is a place of honesty before the Spirit, because you've got to surrender yourself to Him first in order for that to even begin to be revealed inside of you. If you don't surrender, then there's no chance for that to even start. If you don't turn yourself over completely to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, there's no chance for that to even begin, because you've got an agenda. You've got a personal point of limitation by your own choice. Such was the case of the rich young ruler. You've got a limitation. God, I'll do this, I'll do that. What am I still lacking? Well, you know, in his case, his lack was there was something between him and God. There was a choice between him and God. There was something that had the place of lordship in his life that now blocked him from the fullness of what life could be in Christ. So Jesus chose to expose that, and in his case, say, hey, go sell what you got and come follow me. Now, was that, there's other people that Jesus didn't say that to. I mean, if you wanted to follow Jesus, you had to follow him. But there's people with plenty of resources too that were around that supported him out of their means. So there's others that was not a problem, that was not an issue. But in that man's case, that was a problem and that was an issue. And that's the point, is that God also will deal with you where you're at. He'll deal with your problem, your situation, your complex, your hindrance, your closed door in your world. If you want him and you want his lordship, he will expose and reveal and do that inside of you until the point where either he's over everything or you stop and you walk away sad like that rich young ruler. That rich young ruler walked away sad with a downcast face because Jesus had revealed inside of him his point of limitation. And in the revelation of his point of limitation, he walked away sad because that was the cutoff for him. That's the cut. The cut was, God, I want you, but up to here. Now, you know, the 90% isn't good enough. You can't do it that way. Not in this walk. Not in this journey. Not in this life. Not in the way that God has for things to be. You know, He will call you, and that calling, and then if you respond, it's going to be tested. And in that testing, you realize, were you true, or are you just partial? So, now there is a victory though. Once you cross over all the way from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, now there's freedom. Now there's peace. It is a path of peace. You know, it is a path of peace and fulfillment and joy And it's an amazing place once you get past all that other stuff. Because the world will always try to sell you on this point of limitation. Whereas God, what He has is an abundance. You know, and actually the system of the world, the way that it's set up, it is set up to harvest that abundance that's created off of man so that the people that are in that system, they never truly see the value of what they're really creating. They never truly see the value of their labor and their worth and their resource and their time and their energy and their effort. You know, think about some of the biggest social media companies in this world. Well, what have they done? It's the attention economy. They have not created anything, but you see the power of what it is for them to to grab hold of your attention and to keep your attention. Oh my gosh. Look at what that's done. Look at the billions of dollars these companies are worth today for just keeping your attention. Because why? Because there's power in that. Whatever you put your attention is what's going to grow. Wherever you put your energy and your effort, you know, that's what gets built. So if they have your mind and your consciousness, that builds their system. And if you start acting out of that, out of the programming that's done in that, that then too is going to build their agenda. So yeah, you know, some buttons, some noises, some pings. You know, oh, hey, ping. All right, on a personal level, well, how's that actioned out in my own life? Well, I'll tell you a couple things I've done. When I switched over phones a while back, I didn't install Facebook on my new phone, as far as the app goes. What are the consequences of that? I hardly use it anymore. And you know what? I'm so glad about that. It's so much better. And honestly, for me, the only things that these guys will know about me is whatever it is that I'm willing to disclose. Because it's really, if you want to stay in touch with people, you can stay in touch with them in other ways. You know, these things are used to program your consciousness. This is not a conspiracy. This is stuff that's actually on record. You know, they actually were doing experiments to see if they controlled what goes in your feed, can they actually control your mood? If they control what you see, can they control your perception? They were playing with people like that. They're using that platform. Now, do you want to be somebody else's experiment? You thought you were going there just to hang out with your friends. You thought you were going there just to catch up with a few people you haven't talked to for a while. Now, the future, the long-term future of all this stuff, I see all this stuff collapsing and going away. Because I do think that there's going to be a time where all of this centralization and this control and this attempt to manipulate and all of that, I do think there's going to be a point where people are just not going to want that. And they're going to realize the danger of that. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And if you lose, I'll tell you what, if a newspaper loses 50% of its advertising, what happens? You know, if a company loses 20% of its sales, what happens? I mean, they don't have to lose everybody in order to get their attention or in order to put them through a shock. When enough people start saying, you know what, I'm done, it'll have the impact it needs to have. And the creation of viable, better systems will be something that comes up too. I do see that. I do see that in the future. I see better systems, better technologies, better adoption, places where things are, you get away from the censorship, where you get away from the control, where you get away from the manipulation, and if people do something that they're accountable. You know, that is part of the challenge. Is that a lot of these places, there's what accountability? For what type of control? But anyways, all this stuff is things on the horizon. I do see that the role that things like blockchain will play in a future is going to be accountability. That's going to be part of it. Now, it depends too on who designs what and who puts what together, but yeah, where things are going and what's going to be on the horizon, you've got systems that are coming up. Some of them are very evil, and some of them are being created by people that are trying to fix things and right things. For us as the child of God, be aware, pray, don't be too attached to anything, really. You know, if something's not right, you can exit. If something's not right, you can transition. If something's not right, leave it. You know, there is a reason, I believe too, like in Revelation, where it said, if somebody's righteous, let them be righteous still. If somebody's filthy, let them be filthy still. I do think there's a reason for all of that. Because there's going to be a point where you just say, okay, just leave it. Whatever it is, let it be. You know, let things play out as they are. Let them play out and go forward as they are. So, some stuff is going to be on track with the Lord. Let that, whatever that is, go forward with the way that God leads and guides it to and be the full manifestation of it. And the things that are of the world, hey, let them go their way. You know, you pray, you put it before God, but don't let it have your consciousness. Don't let it have your attention. You know, we're aware, but we're not distracted. I mean, for me, you know, I truly want to just refuse to give those things too much play. You know, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, you know, if there be anything of praiseworthy, you know, think on these things. There's a lot more in there, but think on these things. Yeah, that's where the children of God are encouraged to keep their minds and their thoughts and their heart. You know, let that be part of your focus. Let that be part of your manifestation of your life and in this life and in this world. Because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're different than they are. You know, they are a system. Babylon, Babylon, mother of harlots, in you is found all the blood of the prophets and the saints. You know, that's their system. It is a system of preying on the vulnerable and the weak. It is a system that is contrary to the will and the power and the purpose of God. It is a system that it is at enmity with God. It is a system that also pushes human trafficking, child sex slavery, organ trafficking, slavery, labor trafficking. That is that system. You know, when God says that in James, the book of James, now this is religion that God finds pure and faultless to protect, to take care of the widow and the orphan and to keep yourself unspotted by the world. Well, to take care of the widow and the orphan is to take care of the most vulnerable in our society. The people that are at the greatest risk. That's how you take care of the widow and the orphan. But what does the worlders do? They look at the most vulnerable in our society and they then extract the soul out of that one. They then extract that soul. That is what they do when it comes to taking care of the widow and the orphan. When it comes to, so because why? It's an antichrist spirit. It's an antichrist spirit. Which means that whatever God says, they want to do the opposite. Whatever God puts forward, that's the opposite of what they do. Whatever man pushes, the agendas of man, the plans and the purposes of men, that's their focus. So if God says this is right, they want to do the opposite. In fact, they wouldn't know what to do if God didn't say do this so they could do the opposite. Let's say that one again. They wouldn't know what to do unless God said do this so that they can do the opposite of the instructions of God. They have no purpose and no existence outside of to oppose and to resist that which is true and that which is real. So the truth goes forward. Now, where do these people end up? Well, eternally they end up in hell, because there's nowhere else for them. That which is against God ends up in a place that is against God. That's the place where they dump the trash. This is eternal trash. You know that, right? Hell, one of the words, so Gehenna was another thing that was talked about in relationship to hell. That was the place where they would take the trash and burn it. So if you end up in hell, you end up as eternal garbage. So these are among those that they've gone the way of the world, they're not redeemed, and they've used the time and the window that they have here in this life to steal, to kill, to destroy, to do the works of the devil, and they've partnered with the enemy to the destruction of all mankind, including themselves. So where do they end up? Irredeemable, eternal garbage, burned for all eternity. That's not my thing. Listen, this is not me making something up. This is what's there in the scriptures, and Jesus warned about that. He warned people about hell. He warned people about the place that many are choosing to go. There are many that are just, they're making that willful decision and that willful choice in this short window that you're here in this life, in this paradigm, in this world. They're making an eternal choice, and the devil and God is respecting that choice and that decision. And they will all get the eternal consequence and the eternal manifestation of their choice here on earth at such a time as this. How will you escape the fires of hell? You know, listen, things are getting close to wrapping up. And as things get close to wrapping up, there's a lot of people that don't realize that they're just hanging by a thread. Hanging by a thread. And then if that thread gets cut, they fall into an eternity in just absolute torment beyond anything they could ever imagine. You take slasher movies, you take horror films, you take the worst possible things that people could comprehend in their own mindset. It's nothing compared to what's waiting for those that end up there. And that doesn't shut off. You don't get a break. So, what do? Well, we preach the truth. We do what God has for us to do. We carry forward the will of the living God. But we also need to make it known to people. There is an eternal reality and an eternal consequence waiting for those that have chosen to go the other way. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent while you have the chance, because you may not get the chance. You may not have the opportunity again. That can walk away from you so fast. So fast, before you know it, it's not there. If you're on that side, you better quit now. Quit now while you have the chance. Get right with God. If you're hearing this, just fall on your face and repent. And just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me, please save me. Please bring me to yourself, because I'm totally in the wrong spot and I need you. You need that. You need a Savior. That's when Jesus came to save us. Jesus came to save us. Not so that... there was no religion. It was a rescue mission. Jesus came to save you and save I. And He did it. And if you reject that truth while it's there and it's offered to you, if you reject that, it's on you. Not on him, it's on you. So, But I'm grateful for those of you listening in that you've accepted and you've received and you're going forward with what God has for you. And in that whole journey, in that whole process, He's going to carry you through. We love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. Don't worry about anything. All things are in God's hands and in God's control. He knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing with us. And He's got us. We love you guys. God bless you. Catch up with you again sometime really soon. Be encouraged. God is in control. Jesus Christ is on the throne. And the children of God, we win. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.